The Light in the Dark. Every story has a start. So this is what that is, a start. Or maybe this is the end, because a start does not necessarily begin cleanly. So this might very well be the start of the end. And if you think I'm being poetic, I'm not. I think I've reached the point where I can be honest and say I'm existing. And that's just not life, right? Every day struggling to find meaning while excuses add up. Why am I staying when my worth has been proven less? It's a bitter pill to swallow when only now I'm asked what's wrong, and the distance between soul and body is so far gone. Maybe this is for my daughter. She'll never understand my prose, but I hope she'll keep my voice. Maybe it's a way for her to know the faces I wore were never those I wished to own. Morning after morning, brushing her hair, while hopelessly tangled in my own wares. Maybe for her, right? Or maybe for me, to keep me from leaving, to digest all the meanings, like the markers I was taught to read on a trail. It's all so tragic. And I guess that's why I'm a healer, the giver to keep your pain, the light in the dark when no one else sees. So this is the start of the story. I left to stumble back, a fool to still share myself, a fool you still keep my heart. And I'll say this is what's eating me alive without speaking those words. And maybe I can heal you one day, or maybe save someone else. And maybe I'll decide to keep going, or maybe choose it's all too much. We all want to be happy, don't we? We all want to be accepted for our true selves. So this is me. When you feel your end coming, you rewind to the start. A step backwards to maybe move forward. Or something like that.